Man, that was terrible.
I know, that was pretty dang awful. It just seems like Hollywood's running out of ideas. They're recycling a lot of old things.
Yeah, it really does. But you know what? You know what would really make this better? And why can't we do it too?
I think we could do it, man.
So do I.
Movie Jumble.
Oh, yeah!
Hey everybody, and this is Movie Jumble, the show where we take two or more fun, you know, movie ideas. Yeah, bad movies or good movies, you know, well, bad and mixed with a good movie, maybe. But either way, two story ideas and mix them together and see if we can come up with something better than there was.
That's right.
So yeah.
We always give you something better than the original.
Yeah, usually. Usually we come up with something better than the original, or at least something we find funnier than the original. By God. But in all seriousness, though, I watched this movie I hadn't seen in about 20 years or better the other day. I saw it on Netflix. It was on Netflix. And I was flipping through, and I saw this movie called The Wraith. And I stopped on it, and I looked for a second, and I said, this is a movie I have been wondering what the fuck it was for like 20 years. Because all I remembered was there was something about a dude in this wild-ass suit inside a supernatural car killing people with the car and shit. Because they killed him or something to that nature.
It sounds like if you were 20 years old, or you 20 years ago, I'm sorry, you was a young one when you saw this the first time.
Oh, I was young, man. I was probably like, 9, 10 years old. The movie's from 1985, too.
And it's on Netflix, you say?
It's on Netflix.
Is it in like the B-movie horror section?
It's you'll definitely see it. It's in the U.S. Netflix. It's not really horror, though. I don't know. It's like suspense, maybe, like a thriller, maybe action.
Okay.
Maybe some other stuff like that. I don't know. It stars Charlie Sheen. I'd forgotten
of course it
all
does.
About having Charlie fucking Sheen in
it's
it.
It's an 80s movie. Of course it stars Charlie Sheen.
But even though it stars Charlie Sheen, It doesn't overuse Charlie Sheen. It's the strangest fucking thing.
I'm sorry, it's completely off topic. I just had a brilliant idea for a movie jumble, and I will speak to you later on this.
All right. Well, that sounds great. That's actually pretty fun. It's a very middle-of-the-road film, don't get me wrong. It's extremely 80s. But it's definitely worth sitting down at least one time in your life and watching this. This isn't like, you know, Rubber should sit down and watch it, like, and I'm bullshitting you. This is like, you should probably see it at least once. It's kind of ridiculous.
That sounds like a movie jumble right there. The Wraith and Rubber.
Oh, God.
Maybe the tire is actually from this car.
You know what?
That's for another show.
That's for another show. Don't get me started here now. You know
that wasn't
I'll get
that wasn't the idea that I was talking about either.
No, but you know that was pretty good. I'll get to rolling with it. But man, what have you been up to this week? I know you said you had some funny ass like work stories and stuff.
Oh yeah, I had a couple of pretty good ones. One of them just made me completely angry. At the same time, it's like it's just ridiculous shit. So the hot dog guy was back.
Okay.
It was this hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And
asking if anyone wanted to take a bite of his wiener.
No, his sign was different this time.
Oh, really? What was it?
his sign on one side, and yes, I know this is a porn category, and if you don't know what it is, go look it up. It said BBW.
Okay.
And he flipped the sign over, and on the backside, it says Big Brats and Wieners.
Like, get this... your B. I swear to God, did it say get your BBW? And then he flipped it over and it said, what? Brats and Wieners?
Big Brats and Bits Wieners.
Brats and Wieners.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God.
He's like, man, this guy is finding clever ways to advertise.
And he's like, sex sells.
Apparently, quite literally.
And like, by God, it's going to sell these wieners.
And of course, he was out there again with his ridiculous hot dog hat.
That's fucking great.
All right. Now, at work, had a customer come in.
I'm going to be honest with you. When you started off there for a second, like, it's like we're laughing, and it's just insta tone change. Like, this one's about to be shit.
Well, I gotta bring it down a little. I gotta bring it down a little.
Gotta bring it down. Can't be too goddamn happy going into this.
That's right. So
y'all shut the fuck up.
Simmer down. All right. So this guy comes in, and apparently he had bought a ceiling fan on our website online, and he brought it in, and the box says the fan color, like the metal parts of it, are supposed to be antique bronze.
Okay, yeah.
He opened the box, and all the metal parts inside of it are matte black. Like, there's no copper, no bronze, no nothing. It doesn't even
straight
look
black.
Like, it doesn't even look like there was a finish put on the metal.
Okay.
So we were wondering if maybe it was just the one that he bought. So I grabbed two or three that were of the same fan that was there off the shelf, opened all the boxes, and sure enough, they're all the same. Okay. Well, all right. Obviously, this is some kind of manufacturer error, but we're going to take it a step further and double check again, just provide some even better customer service. We call on other Home Depots like Smyrna and Antioch and, or, you know, Lebanon. Just to see if theirs are the same. All those turned out to be the same. Okay, so this guy at this point is like, well, I really like this fan, but I want it to be this antique bronze. What can you do for me? Well, sir, I don't know. I mean, I can't make it change colors. I mean, we can give you a refund to get your money back. You can pick a different one here that you like, and you'll just get a different one. Well, I'd like to speak to a manager. Okay, sure. So I go in and get the manager. He tells his story to the manager, and I tell him everything that I've done, you know. And the guy's like, well, okay, I don't want to get a different fan. I want this one, but I want it to be antique bronze. That's the color that's advertised on the box. I need you to fix it. What do you mean? Well, considering it was Home Depot's fault that I bought the fan. Wait, what? How is it our fault that you bought the fan? Well, you obviously false advertised the color, sir. That was just sent to us as product. It was a Hampton Bay fan. If there was a manufacturer error, that's on them. It's not on us. Well, this is what I want you to do for me. I want somebody to come to my house and install this fan for me and then paint it this color.
He wanted you to take the fucking fan parts and paint them antique bronze.
Yes.
After you hung them in his house.
Yes.
Not before. After.
After.
So not only did he want you to do something.
It's ridiculous to begin with.
Well, here's the thing. Not only did he want you to do something that's not your fucking job in the first place, he wanted you to do something that's not your job after it should have been done.
Right. So.
It's literally like getting up. It's literally. It's like pulling your fucking drawers up to wipe you, and then wiping your ass.
So,
you might as well have just walked away.
The store manager literally gets like 4 inches away from this guy's face and is laughing in his face. And of course, the guy gets pissed off about it. He's like, storms off. You've just lost a customer for life. I'm going online and giving you a bad review. The store manager was like, bye, Felicia.
That's so stupid.
I was like,
oh my God.
Man, that whole conversation, I feel like I just got more retarded.
Like, that's fucking stupid. Like, that is legitimately, like, how many brain cells did you lose to like
talking to that guy,
just talking to him. How few brain cells did he have to think that that's something that y'all do? I have a hard enough fucking time walking into Home Depot and finding somebody. Like, I've literally stood in Home Depot for 35 minutes in the same goddamn spot and seen nobody. I'm pretty sure they, like, saw me and would just turn around and go, nope.
Well, I mean, we do actually have electricians on call that we can call and have somebody come out and install a ceiling fan or something electrical for you that it's contracted through Home Depot. But not going to fucking paint the thing. And they're not going to paint it after it's already installed.
Well, no. You damn sure not going to do that. And it's not y'all's job to actually paint it. That's what I'm saying. It's not y'all's job to do that. And I know that they actually have people that will do the actual electrical installation. But still,
my
that doesn't change the fact. This motherfucker trying to get y'all to do some extra shit. And I have a hard time trying to get a motherfucking associate. So, I mean, I don't know what he was expecting.
The funniest part of it to me is it's y'all's fault that I bought the fan.
No, that's great. So, sir, we told you to walk in and buy this particular fan.
No.
We said buy it. Matter of fact, we picked it up. We put it in your hands.
Well,
we walked you
is,
to the counter, and
the
we made
is,
you
like,
pay for
it. He, what makes it even more ridiculous was that he had bought it online from home.
So we came to your. So we came to your house. We put a gun to your head,
so
and we told
buy
you,
this damn
you,
fan.
You better buy this motherfucking fan. This bitch on sale.
All right, so move your tumble up then.
All right, goddamn it, it's time for some movie jumbling.
Welcome to Super Movie Brothers Promo Edition. I'm your host, Super Movie Brother Dave.
I'm your other host, Super Movie Brother Jay.
We're a show that talks about movies, talks about beers. I'm the guy that likes big Hollywood blockbusters, big explosions, big dicks, big tits, just being thrown out there in your face. I love your comic book movies. I love your sci-fi movies. This is my co-host, Jay. He's your more indie art house motherfucker.
I'm the guy who likes small dicks, small tits, small independent films that you guys all have never heard of.
But we come together to talk about movies and deliver you news on movies. We talk about trailers on movies. We give movie reviews. We're here to bring it all to you with big, hard fucking cocks and small cocks, too. Small cocks need love, too. But you can find us on iTunes at Super Movie Brothers Podcast. Find us on Twitter at Super Movie Pod. Check us out. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so what are we jumbling this week?
All right, so this week we are jumbling up Blair Witch Project and Spice World.
Oh, all righty.
Two terrible-ass movies.
Two terrible movies. I recall more of Blair Witch Project than I do of Spice World because
I've seen
Spice World, but it's probably been 15 years, maybe.
Well, thankfully, I had two sisters, one of which, the eldest one, which is the one right below me, happened to really like Spice World.
Oh, man.
So I watched it more than one time.
Well, you can fill in the gaps then.
And I happen to remember I remember specifically, like, they're on a tour.
Johnson, they're like, I remember it fondly.
Oh, yeah.
Dream sequence.
Dude. they're on a fucking tour bus. Yes, they're on a tour bus. They're going through London. Then they're, like, trying to make it to, like, some sort of other show. And, of course, they fall out of they start to hate each other. They go on and do their own careers doing this other thing, and then they have to get back together and go play this one specific show, and hijinks ensue all the way up to the end where they finally play the show.
Okay, well, so, you know it better than me, so.
Well, yeah, surprisingly enough, I think I remember that better than even I expected to.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I could remember all their fucking names. I remember I remember Baby Spice.
Only one that I remembered was Sporty.
And I don't remember, what's the damn redhead's name? Ginger Spice?
That sounds right.
Yep, all right. So I named them all. But But seriously, though, I was very surprised that even that we remembered all the names of those damn people. God damn it. Thanks, Mel. Thanks, Mel. Now, Blair Witch Project.
Hold on. Here we go. We did leave one out. Scary Spice. Scary, Sporty, Baby, Ginger, and Posh.
All right. So we got it. But seriously though, Blair Witch Project, I don't remember as much of because I've only seen it once, but I specifically remember they're in the woods. They're running around. The one bitch holds a camera in her face to which we can see snot bubbles.
Yes. They find some stick things.
They find some stick figures. We never actually see the witch.
No, not really.
I don't think you ever see the witch in that movie.
You see it at the very end, when the camera pans around and it, like, supposedly it's the witch. It, like, jumps at the camera, and that's the last scene. It just goes to black.
Smooth. All right.
I know they find a house, and then the house there's like an old ass like spell book or some shit that they find.
All right. Well, we wasted entirely too much time on explaining the original setups of those terrible ass fucking movies. And you know what we need to do?
We need to jumble those up, man. We need to
jumble those up and figure out how we can improve both of them. And I think I've got a good way to start this out. So we're going to start this out. I think what we're going to actually call this is going to be Spicy. Was it Spicy Witch World?
Spicy Witch World.
So the
Spice Girls.
What's our tagline? We usually have a tagline too. We'll figure that out in a minute. But so we have the Spice Girls.
They are setting out to go to tour, and they have decided that while they're on tour.
They got to keep that base element of the fact that they are feuding.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. I got some setup first.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so they're on tour, but they have decided while they're on tour that they're going to record a new album. And their agent, manager, whatever, has decided that they are going to record this new album out in nature with natural sounds. So they're going to go to these woods where supposedly they're haunted.
I feel like this is actually a situation where they need to have a deliberate, like, sit down and have discussed out and tell him by the time they've called him that this is where they're going and this is what they're doing. I feel like he should have less know-how about what's going on. Because it'll set up better. It'll set up better for the plot later on.
Okay.
About why it is isn't showing the fuck up to save them.
So like okay, They find, I don't know, how do they find out about this place? They find out about this place and they decide that's where they want to record the new album.
So we're going to do this. This is going to be in there. They're traveling the United States. They're on, like you said, a show tour. They decide that they're going to record their new album. And of course, Baby Spice, actually being a history and lover of nature, remembered this one spot out in the woods that she seemed very serene in her childhood when she came over with her parents.
Okay.
And she suggested it, and they all discussed it over, and they're like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. So they decided, and when they call their manager, they're like, all right, so we're going to record this new album, and we're going to do it in the spot that Baby Spice knows of. They're never deliberately going to tell him exactly where it's at. So then, you know, like I say, they've convinced him for that. And then, of course, you know, they go through the whole thing of traveling through the woods, and you see them going through and setting up to go that way. And, of course, they've got their equipment on the bus, and we have beautiful scenery of them going through lush trees and woodery. We finally kind of get to the cabin, of which they can't actually park next to the cabin because it's actually, you know, it's not got a road going to it. It's not like necessarily got a good opening for a large tour bus of sorts.
It's a little off the beaten track.
It's a little off the beaten track. So it's roughly about 150, 200 yards away from the actual cabin.
Okay.
So they're getting their stuff. They've walked in. They've checked out the cabin. It's old. It's rustic. It's not necessarily bad, really, as far as they can tell. And then, of course, they go back. They're getting their equipment. They come back. They're setting up. They're doing their Spice Girls thing. we go through that whole spiel, you know, the classic tropes of that, the setup to get all the way to where they are now trying to go to bed.
I imagine at some point there's like the start of the dissension of the group is in there. They're like setting up and they have little tiffs and arguments between themselves.
Well, as a matter of fact, here's the thing. Before they go to bed, while sitting around the fireplace, Baby Spice tells the story about a nefarious witch that once lived in the woods like this.
Okay.
And, you know, she tells the story, gets through that, and it kind of gets under the other girl's skin a little bit. They're a little frightened. You know, a little frightened. And
okay.
And they're trying to, they're all trying to go to bed at this point, and they're just very unrestful. They can't seem to get to sleep. Something's bothering every one of them. And, of course, you start to hear the noises of little creaks throughout the cabin and then a large slam against, like, the window.
Oh, no. So you're telling me that the movie's going to have plenty of cheap scares.
Oh, yeah. Cheap scares aplenty.
Jump scares.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it, man?
It's a horror movie.
It's basically a horror comedy movie.
All right.
But mostly horror. Because both these movies were terribly frightening. But not in the way you expect.
Well, I just peeked the shit out of it, sorry. I imagine if it involves the Spice Girls, it's a horror movie.
Oh, yes. But, so, you get the slam. And anything you want to throw in here, man?
I would say that during the night, not only do you have like the pops and creaks of the house and the slamming on the door, you have one of the girls, let's say Sporty, has nightmares about the witch. We have nightmare sequences of like she's being chased through the
woods.
Okay,
okay, okay. I like that. So during the rest sequence, when they're all trying to go to sleep, we're gonna improve upon that even, and not just one of all of them.
All of them have nightmares.
All of them have a singular nightmare.
It's all the same one.
It's all the same. They're all having the same night, which explains why they're all very unrestful and can't really get to, because it's not like they're really, but they're on the edge of this dreamscape.
Okay.
They're all having the same kind of nightmare of sorts. Each one of them, you know, individually is having it, but it's pretty much the exact same thing.
Okay.
Very reminiscent of the story that was actually told by Baby, you know.
Okay.
So we have that happening, and of course, then we get to the slam, and then we hear a large piercing scream through the night.
Okay.
So we progress farther than that, and then of course we have Baby in the hallway as they come out of their rooms. Baby and Sporty and Scary.
Hold on. I got one thing I want to add. Okay, so like with all the sounds going on, there's like piercing scream, and you know, in there somewhere there's a lot of scratching, like scratching on wood. Okay, so like when they wake up in the morning, they notice that it could be after what you're
I said the
say
glass
next.
Breaks, right?
Yeah,
he hits the window, glass breaks, right?
And you then didn't large say, piercing you, scream. You said scream, but you didn't say the glass breaks.
Okay,
but
so anyway, forgot but, glass breaking.
Okay, so like they open the front door to the cabin when the first person out, and it doesn't, I don't know who is going to be at this point, but they open the door.
Oh, no, man. You didn't let me finish the part about the fact that they're talking in the hallway. Then Ginger shows up and they're like, where's Posh? And they go to Posh's room, and Posh is actually being yanked out of the window because she's actually still screaming.
Oh, well, you're getting to the, cutting to the chase a little sooner than I would like.
She's just gone. We'll just go when she's gone.
She's gone. She's just gone. All right. So they open the front door, and this is like when you get the first view of the stick figure, whatever it is, but it's not like an actual one. It's like carved into the front door, and that's what the scratching noise the night before was.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's what the scratching noise during the dream sequence is, while it's all going on. All right, I like it.
All right.
It's all happening simultaneously here.
Yes.
I like it.
Making it spooky.
It's spooky. It's really spooky so far. Okay. So we've got that. We have the Blair Witch in there. And so now we have them setting up to go out, and they're going to try to find Posh. They're like, well, maybe she's in the actual tour bus. Maybe she couldn't stay out in the cabin. Maybe she didn't like it. You know, she is kind of high maintenance, so maybe she wanted to stay in the tour bus.
Okay.
So, but why would she take off in the middle of the night to walk 200 yards to the tour bus by herself? We don't know. We haven't an answer to this question.
Not yet.
So they, of course, take off towards the tour bus, looking for the tour bus, and in old school fashion, they don't quite make it.
They don't quite make it. Okay.
You know why they don't quite make it? And what I mean by they don't quite make it is they end up getting split up a little bit. One of them's going to eventually make it to the tour bus.
Okay.
But they're going to get split up here. Because in all honesty.
But let's say that whoever makes it to the tour bus, when they get to the tour bus, they find that it has been completely stripped, and it doesn't even have wheels. It's on blocks.
And it's been, it's just stripped and torn up.
Okay.
Like a magnificent beast.
Okay.
Of a, you know, like Sharknado hit it.
Let's say.
Like Sharknado hit
Sharknado
this bus.
Hit it. Okay. Let's see. Which one finds the bus? Let's say it is...
I'm going with Sporty.
I was going to say Scary, but okay.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that. I thought Scary as well. Scary can find the bus.
Is it going to be a thing, like, at the end? Like, turns out, like, the Blair Witch's spell book actually summons Sharknado?
No, but it should.
That's what all the howling was during the night.
That's what all the howling was Sharknado attacking everything. No, but in all seriousness, we're walking through the woods now. They're all going through, and of course, you know, they're looking for the way to the bus, because at this point it's dark. They don't have a lot of light. They can't really see entirely which way they're going. They're not certain. They're unfamiliar with the area. Baby says it's this way. Of course, Scary says, "Oh no, I think it's this way."
But we gotta say, like,
now
the whole
this
time,
is where this is where they get into the argument stage,
okay.
Of the actual film. This is where we're really gonna start to delve deep into them really kind of getting mad at one another.
Okay, and it's at this point I would say that, like, the rest of the movie is in, like, that found footage style, because they turn on the camera that they have to film their tour, because they haven't had any video footage of their tour yet, so they
each
they
one
need to
of
make
them
some.
Happens to have a small video camera, which they've had on with them on tour, because they've slowly been filming
the whole thing,
a behind the scenes.
The scenes, correct.
Yes, love it. This now explains why they all have cameras,
right?
And why we have a lot of found footage of them, you know, shooting each other and different things, and now we have reason, because they found this footage at the end of these videos, so now this is good. So of course we have them arguing. They have their video cameras and their low light sources, and they're trying their best. Of course, we've got shots of each one of these cameras going off of getting different angles of each one of them speaking and getting to see the other girls. And of course they're yelling. They're fucking yelling. They are angry. They're like, we got to find Posh. We must find Posh. She's got to be here somewhere, because they're freaked out at this point. Right.
Right. And it's at this point that they look down at, like, one of the trails, and they actually see drag marks, like somebody was dragged away. So they decide to follow that path. And it's at this point when they start to get split up.
Indeed. Now, as we go, due to the low light sourcing, of course, the girls start to kind of space up a little bit as they walk, and as this happens, as they trail behind a little bit, the path is going to kind of, each one of their paths is going to kind of change.
Let's be honest, they're a little spacey to begin with.
Well, they were, but okay. But we got it. So each one of their paths are going to actually change, and now each one of them is going to be headed in a different direction. Of course, with Scary Spice still headed in the correct direction of the actual tour bus.
All right. So I feel like we need something funny in here because this is supposed to be a comedy horror. So we should put something funny in here.
Yeah, the funny part's the fucking fact that the Spice Girls are doing anything at all.
This is true. This is very true.
That's terrible.
I feel like at the end of it, they're all going to die. And that's the reason that after that movie came out, they really weren't relevant anymore. They're dead.
It makes a lot of sense. But so we get into that, and of course, you know, Scary, we're going to get to her, and she's going to find the van, the tour bus, and we've already explained the tour bus is tore the hell up.
Right.
And of course, Scary, or not Scary, Sporty, as she walks along the path, is going to come to what looks like a small cave. And she's gonna realize, and the drag marks are going to go slightly into the cave.
Okay. And we have a cave now.
And of course, as she walks closer to the actual little clay cave enclosure there, we're gonna have the music build. It's gonna build tension, and then when we get
and
close
then it's gonna
to the, when we get close
piss people
to
off because it's gonna pan to a different scene real fast.
No. We're working. We're getting close to the hole, and then we're gonna see a small scurry, and then we're gonna pan the hell away to something else.
Yes. Cutaway.
Cutaway. Total cutaway.
Okay. Right. I like it.
So now we're with Baby Spice.
Okay.
She's actually headed back to the house.
Okay.
So we're going to go into there. And as she goes farther into the house, we're going to get in it and we're going to hear she's going to walk. We're going to see it actually go all the way back up to what looks like the porch. It's going to go. She's going to walk into the house. She's going to hear what sounds like movements and things going through.
Wait, did we determine that she's the bad guy here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
Just for suspense. God damn it.
Okay. I just wanted to add a visual effect.
Okay.
So just for ridiculous comedic value to add to this comedy horror, when we see her again, she's in a extremely ridiculous oversized cultist robe. It's a snuggie almost.
That's it. The snuggie. But we're walking into the house, of course, we're building tension. And we hear the noises, and they're kind of coming towards what seems like the back room.
Oh, no, the back room.
Oh, no, not the back room. And, of course, we're going to get closer to the actual room as she's walking there. And then there's going to be, a raccoon cause a stir from the kitchen as it has ran in and stolen some piece of food.
Oh, no.
Knocked over a pot.
Okay.
Therefore causing a cheap jump scare.
Yes.
All right. And then we're going to get close to the room, and she's going to get to where, you know, she's pushing the room open because the door's already cracked.
Okay.
All right. Soon as the door starts to open, we're going to pan away, and we're going to get to Ginger Spice.
I like this because, it's just like Blair Witch is, builds up something, and then, nothing ever happens. You don't get to see anything ever happen. That's, what made it so disappointing.
Well, then just prepare to get better.
Okay. The only thing, I would say, one of these girls, which could be the next one, Ginger, is she the one that made it to the tour bus? I don't remember.
No, Scary made it to the tour bus.
Okay, so, Ginger, wherever she's at, I'll let you take the lead, but, wherever she's at, she runs through the woods at this particular point, and she runs into, this little grove area, and it is just full of these stick figure things, hanging from the trees.
Yes, okay. So, she's walking through the woods, and she sees a light off in the woods, what looks like a big fire. and she's walking towards it. We get to it, and it's one of those witch things. It's like a man thing put up on a big pole.
Okay.
And it's on fire.
It's Nicolas Cage Wicker Man.
It's Nicolas Cage Wicker Man on fire. And, you know, she sees this and she becomes entirely, you know, she becomes freaked out. And, of course, you know, something moves in the woods and she, you know, becomes frightened and starts to yell and run away. And then we pan to her running into this grove with a bunch of the little Blair Witch things hanging from the trees.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
And then as soon as she's hit it, we're going to see a brief moment of a black shadow across the screen. She's going to turn, scream, and we're going to pan the hell away.
Okay.
Of course, coming back to Sporty Spice.
Okay.
To which at this point, she is walking, trying to figure out exactly, you know, coming back from that point, and she meets up with Scary Spice, who has now made her way back from the tour bus, and she's like, yeah, I found this cave. It was a damn skunk.
Okay.
All right. We explained that it was a skunk that came out of this cave hole that scared the shit, that was about to scare the hell out
Did
of her.
Did it spray her?
It didn't spray her.
Damn.
Didn't spray her. Sprayed her shoes.
It's like, damn it, you smell like ass.
Scary does comment on the aroma, thus explaining why she explains to her that she ran into a skunk.
Okay.
All right, so that's good setup.
All right.
And as Scary and, you know, Sporty are walking, trying to find their way back to the actual cabin and looking for Baby and Ginger, they're also going to see a raging fire. Okay. They're going to start to walk towards it as well. And this is where we're really, really going to start to improve on the entire aspect of both the Blair Witch both and Spice World. This is exactly so where
all of this has been set up.
This is all set up. Now we're really about to jump into the meat.
So, like, it's finally like nightfall.
It's fine. Well, no, it's been nightfall. Come on now.
Oh, okay.
It's probably like 3 a.m. at this point. All right,
We need some like footage of like boogers coming out of noses and shit, man. It's a classic Blair Witch.
Oh, just wait. Okay.
Okay.
So, they're walking towards the fire. They get there, but this time it's not the wooden figure. It is a pretty burnt up version of Ginger.
Oh no.
Ginger is now on this pole and she is, I mean, raging fire burning. Okay.
Okay.
Ginger's
dead.
It's just enough to know that they know it's Ginger burning.
Okay.
They are both free. They both exasperatedly yell, scream, and run away. Of course, with cameras. And of course, Sporty is actually going to fall and trip. I know it seems counterintuitive, but Sporty's going to fall and trip and kind of knock her head.
Okay. I like it.
And then of course you have Scary Spice running. She gets a little lost. She plants herself next to a tree. And of course, this is where we get the infamous turn to the camera with the directly shut nose shot of her freaking the hell out. Narrating the scene that she has just saw.
So this wasn't the girl that fell. Okay, this is a different girl. Okay.
No, this is Scary.
Okay.
Sporty so fell.
She's got like the ridiculous like snot coming out of her nose.
Yes. Of course.
God. Oh my God, I just saw her fall.
No. Not the falling part that she's going to explain. She's going to explain the part about, oh my God, Ginger was on the fucking, Ginger was on the pole and she was on fire. She was, oh my God, it was the most bloodiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
See,
it was fucking crazy.
It would be more ridiculous to have her freaking out about Sporty falling and just ignore Ginger that was on fire.
Oh my God. It was the most horrible thing I've ever seen. She fell as we were running.
I hope she's okay. She could have twisted an ankle.
I think we've lost her. I think she might be dead. It was the most horrendous, horrible thing I've ever seen. She might have scraped her knee.
She's like crying over it.
That's fucking terrible. All right, so you know, we get to that. And of course, you know that Sporty. We pay.
Sorry,
to
I just
Sporty
had to interject there because I thought it was
who
funny.
Who wakes up? And you know, she gets up and she wipes herself. And she's trying to figure out. She's calling for Scary and doesn't find it. And she starts to walk back and finds her way back to the actual cabin.
I got something I want to add again. Okay. Just for comedy value once again.
Okay.
Okay. So like we saw her fall and hit her head, right? Like, but it wasn't like a ridiculous fall like that would have just like completely cracked her skull open.
Well, here, let's put it like this. Basically, she woke up by the time Scary had hit the fucking ground to cry into the camera. She was already getting back up.
Okay. Okay. But what I want to say is like for no reason at all, when we pan back to Sporty, the one that fell, like she is just completely covered in blood. Like it's not her blood. It's just she's completely drenched in blood. Like somehow this happened, like in the span of seconds. It makes no damn sense, but it's funny just to add it in there because it doesn't make any sense at all.
Alrighty.
So she's freaking the fuck out about being covered up in blood. She's like, oh my god, I was down for like 2 seconds and now I'm covered in blood, what the fuck?
Of course. And starts running, finds her way back to the cabin. All right.
Okay.
So we get to that. And then she goes back into the cabin, she walks through the door, we pan away back to Scary.
Okay. Who's still freaking out at the tree.
Who's still freaking out at the tree.
Oh my god, oh my god, she fell down.
So we get back up. She finally, you know, she's freaking out there. She sits there for a little while. She gets up. She's finally gained the courage to start to find her way back. She starts to find her way back to the cabin. She's like, I just need to get myself inside. Just get myself some sort of safety. As she gets back to the cabin, there's something sitting there. There's somebody sitting in the rocking chair on the front porch of this cabin.
Oh no.
It looks a little bit like Sporty. And she's like, oh, thank God, Sporty, I found you. Oh, thank God I found you. And when you get to her, her face has been completely like eradicated.
Oh no.
Like it's
what
been,
happened?
It's just been like it's like it's been sliced off.
Is it actually Scary?
It was Sporty.
It's Sporty, okay.
So Scary's Sporty. The one that just found it. You know, she's sitting there rocking the damn thing's face off. And of course, she starts to freak out. She goes to
she's covered in blood.
She's covered in blood. And of course, then we pan back to Scary. She's sitting there freaking out. She turns around, and this is where we see Baby Spice again for the first time.
In her giant black snuggy cultist robe.
You know, and the best part about this, though, that I find actually really interesting, is that at no point do we ever find out what actually happened to Posh Spice.
She just made it to the tour bus and that was it?
No. She never even made it to the tour bus. She made it. She was in the cabin. The witch.
Okay, right. She was just gone.
Yeah, she's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
That's the best part here. No,
she's
what you
bailed.
That's the lucid here. That's what I wanted to point out. If no one has been paying attention, that's right. At least the one thing. No one ever finds out what happens to Scary to Posh Spice.
So we have.
But we get
Scary
to it, and this
and
is and
one,
baby
and baby. That's the
and
only
now
two
she's
left.
In the robe. Yes, she's in the robe. She's in the crazy big like what was
cultist
it? Cultist snuggy cultist robe.
Okay.
All right. And of course, this is where we kind of find out that Baby actually came here with her parents when they were young. Then that was true, like she had said. But what she had not failed to mention was that they had actually come. She had gotten separated from the group. And that her parents came looking for her. And that and subsequently she had been found by the witch because it was after nightfall. The witch had killed both her parents. Killed her and somehow turned her into the new Blair Witch.
It's like one of those revelation scenes where, like, you see Scary run through the door and she's like, What are you doing? She's like, do you know what this place is?
Yes. And of course, by the end of it, we're, of course, going to tie in something else here. But, you know, she explains this and it turns out that as she's getting ready to murder or defeat, you know, take down Scary Spice, and at this final moment of injustices, we find out that she says, and the reason I was actually formed into the new witch was the fact that, and allowed to live, was that I had to rain the ultimate horror down upon this world. Spice Girls music.
Spice Girls music.
And then
we
just hear Scary scream and we pan away, and then of course we come back to what appears to be a detective scene and now a crime scene, and find out that no one made it, but the body of Scary and Posh Spice, or Baby and Posh Spice, were never found.
That's right, because there has to be a sequel.
And that is
the ultimate tragedy.
And of course, the place that was actually set up, the cabin itself, was a cabin by IKEA.
That's right.
The ultimate Satan.
That's right.
So we have Scary.
We go back and like edit the part where it's like the tour bus was ripped to shreds. The tour bus just fell apart because it was made by IKEA.
That would have been good. I didn't even think about that at the time.
Made it the whole way here, yeah. But just fell apart the moment.
As soon as it got there, it was instantly like
done
because it was fucking made by IKEA. Done. Tour bus scenes rewritten is now made by IKEA as well.
Okay.
All right. So this movie is now what it is. It's a Spicy Witch World, sponsored by Snuggy IKEA, and I don't know, sponsored by Snuggy and IKEA.
Yes. What's the tag?
Music is the ultimate evil. I don't like it. It's terrible. Yeah, I was like, I don't know, tagline. Can we come up with a tagline? Does anyone have a tagline?
What's one of their songs that's popular or was popular?
I don't fucking know. I just remember, do you want to be my lover? Something about my fucking friends.
Oh, wait, here we go. I'm sure we can make something out of Spice Up Your Life. That was like from the Spice World album.
All right, I like it.
Okay, hold on. I like it because all the other Spice Girls died, so it's like Spicy Witch World, sponsored by Snuggy and IKEA. Dice up your life. Talking about her slicing everybody up and killing them.
I like it. Dice up your life.
Or slice up your life.
Yeah, slice up your life. I like that. I like slice up your life better.
Okay.
So, we have Spicy Witch World, sponsored by Snuggy and IKEA, Slice Up Your Life. I like it. It's solid.
This one wasn't, it was more of a solid movie, other than like the others we kind of...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Massive comedy direction, but...
They did. The other ones that we've all done, all the other ones we've done so far have been like a lot more left turn.
Yeah,
and a little bit more hilarious.
Legit,
this one's a legit.
Maybe.
Actually, sounds like a fucking movie.
Sounds like a terrible movie, but you know that's what we were going for.
It does, but it sounds like a terrible movie you'd actually watch.
Okay, so just to give the
trauma, we got to get on this.
It's trauma, yes. Just for the listeners to get a sneak peek of what might be the one we do next time, I'm going to pitch to you my idea that I thought of earlier, because I feel like we could make this absolutely hilarious. Mixing one of my movies that I love, School of Rock, and The Children of the Corn. We're going to have Jack Black is going to calm the Children of the Corn through the gift of Muzak.
You know what? I like that idea. I fucking like that idea. Children, you don't have to murder anyone. I can save your souls
with
rock.
Muzak. That's right. Yeah. I feel like we could make that hilarious.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God. Why are you stabbing me?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I'm being stabbed with a pitchfork. This is so on rock.
I feel like we could
actually. I feel like he would be more like this. This is so rock.
That's so metal.
That's so metal. Yeah. All
right, but yeah, I feel like we can make that
hats.
Work.
I'm making hats, and they go whoop whoop.
All right. So like, let's not give them too much. But
all right, yeah. This is.
I feel like we should do that next.
I feel
Unless
like
you want to do something else next.
I feel like we already gave it to him.
Well, part of it. We didn't do the whole movie though.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. One of these times we might do two of them in one show. I don't know. It depends on how it goes.
Okay. All right.
But this has been fantastic. I love it.
This has been fun, man.
I need to see if I can get somebody to listen to this and actually see if they're like, you know what? We should make a movie out of this.
It's better than any damn thing that the Spice Girls did, or it was better than the original Blair Witch, I'll tell you that.
Oh, by a country fucking mile. By a country mile. I'd pay money to see this movie. I didn't pay money to see either of those movies.
I never saw, well, I saw Spice World, but that was because I think at the time I was kind of forced to.
Now, mind you, I wouldn't pay a lot of money. Probably, I'd give it a solid $3.99 rental.
I'm sitting over here looking at my shelf with all the movies on it. And I'm like looking at it. I'm like, what can I mix together that would be hilarious?
I understand. We have a nice list, man. We have a nice list of some good stuff. I mean, I can go over it if you want.
You want to give
the people a little taste of some of the upcoming stuff that we have coming.
You know what? Sure.
We'll give them just a small taste of a couple episodes coming. We have Deep Blue Sea and The Wrestler.
That's going to be a good one.
We got Speed 2 and Free Willy 3.
Yes. Looking forward to that one, too.
That one's going to be great. This is one that literally, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. The Happening and Dude, Where's My Car?
Where's My Car? That might be the next one.
That might have to be the next one. That sounds too goddamn. That one's going to turn into a giant comedy, and you know it.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be, there's so many cameos between, and the best part is it's got Ashton Kutcher and fucking Sean William Scott and of course, hey guys, it's me, it's Mark Wahlberg. I talk like this and everything. I have no emotion.
I always look confused.
It's me. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Jersey. I talk like this. Confused. I'm perpetually confused. I found a transformer, and then I beat up a mummy transformer.
Okay. He did beat up a mummy.
He did
transformer.
Beat up
That's
a mummy
true.
Transformer. That God damn it! True. That's our idea.
Yep. Sorry, I'm like looking at these movies, and I'm like, man, what could we make?
I hear you, but all right, we are now dragging ass on this. So
let's see, like.
Folks,
what is the most ridiculous thing here that I can think of out of these movies? Probably something.
He keeps shutting me down.
Probably, yeah, I shut you down. Probably something to the effect of The Sandlot. And The Italian Job. You know, a bunch of cute baseball players are gonna pull off a heist.
You know what? That could work. They're going to pull off one of the greatest heists ever using only the finest of the fastest running shoes that you could buy in 1953.
That's right.
What was it? Was like a pair of Nike Speedster Airs, pair of Nike
Something
Airs.
Like that, yeah.
Or was it a pair of, was it Nike Airs or like Converse?
It's Converse, but I can't remember like what he said they were.
It's like a specific fucking Converse or something. It's like, they'll make you run like the Flash. Something of that nature. But folks, we
how
have
about,
rambled on way too long about this. So we're going to start to cut out
The
here.
Rock and...
Listen, man, we can discuss this as soon as we get done rolling. Fuck, man. I'm trying to let these nice people go.
But I'm sure we can always edit this shit out.
We can, but this is too damn funny, so it's staying in.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We love doing this. We super enjoy it. We have a fucking ball. And we really hope y'all are enjoying it too. You can find us on Twitter at Movie Jumble. If you have any ideas for episodes, if you have any suggestions for any other shows or any other movie jumbles you'd like to hear, you know, hit us up. We would definitely love to chat with you and listen to your ideas. So, all right, everybody, we've enjoyed it. We're going to get out of here. Take care. And yeah, so later.
Cheers.
Shows like this, visit MoviePodSquad.com.